You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. That cat's something I can't explain. I can relate to that sentiment. And we're going to be throwing out a lot of sentiments today on the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. My name's Tim Prudhomme, and this here's Steve Shelley. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
We started our set there with Lucifer Dawn. Lucifer Sam. That was Pink Floyd from their debut album from 67, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. We're going to be wishing a happy birthday to Rick Wright, keyboardist, co-founder of the Pink Floyd. Steve, we always like birthdays. Do you have one for us?
I do. We're also celebrating Mike Bloomfield, who was the guitarist for many people, including Bob Dylan, but he was the guitarist and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and we're gonna play I Got My Mojo Working.
Got my mojo working, just just don't work on you.
I paid one.
25 cents. See my bulldog bite a rabbit and my hound dog is sitting on a barbed wire fence. And my feet can't walk so hot. Yeah, my temperature rises and my feet can't walk so hot. Well, this Arabian doctor comes in, gives me a shot, but wouldn't tell her what it was that I got.
Just don't go. she takes another pill. On the backside of Dallas, tonight like other nights, she drinks her fill. She pays the man behind the bar and leaves the change for a $20 bill. If you're ever feeling lonesome and you want to find someone who feels the same,
listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played Dallas by the Flatlanders. That's from an album called More a Legend Than a Band that came out on Rounder in 1990. But this LP was originally released in 73 exclusively on 8-track on Plantation Records, which was run by Shelby Singleton, I believe. Originally, that album was titled All American Music and credited to Jimmy Dale and the Flatlanders. That was recorded at Singleton Sound. The Backside of Dallas, that's Jeannie C. Riley. Things Go Better with Love, that's the LP that she put out in 1969 on Plantation. That LP was produced by Shelby S. Singleton. Sitting on a Barbed Wire Fence, that's Bob Dylan from the Bootleg Series, Volumes 1 to 3, 1961 to 1991. That collection came out in 91. And that song was recorded during the Highway 61 Revisited Sessions, and that's with guitarist Mike Bloomfield. And Bloomfield played lead guitar on much of Highway 61, which was recorded and released in 65. Sad Days, Lonely Nights, that's Junior Kimbrough, from the album of the same name, came out on Fat Possum in 1994, and that was recorded live at Junior's place outside of Holly Springs, Mississippi. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Junior Kimbrough. And we started this set off with I Got My Mojo Working. Again, that's the Paul Butterfield Blues Band from their debut. Featured Paul on harmonica, Elvin Bishop on rhythm guitar, Jerome Arnold on bass, and blues legend drummer Sam Lay on lead vocals and drums on this track. Sam played on a lot of really crucial recordings with Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf on Chess in the 60s. And again, a happy birthday to Mike Bloomfield. Bloomfield and Lay were both part of the backing band when Bob Dylan went electric at Newport 65.
And there's a new Newport film going to be coming out soon, put together by Memphis's own Robert Gordon. We'll be looking for that. In the meantime, we're going to play and do another set. This set, let's go all over the place with this. We're going to start it off with a fake band. This is Tracy and the Plastics, an Olympia, Washington group, but they're not really a group. It's one person, Wynn Greenwood, who plays the roles of Nikki, Cola, and Tracy. This is from their album Muscler's Guide to Videonics from Chainsaw Records from 2001, a tune called The Myth of the Front.
You know, It occurs to me that you people out there in the listening audience look up here at me and say, wow, I bet he lives. Uh-oh, there's the horns. I bet you say he lives a mellow life. Plenty of women, romance, excitement. Well, I think I speak for most entertainers when I say, shh. It ain't like that, baby. We have heartaches, toothaches, backaches, bad times just like you. For instance, I got to rush on now. I fell in love with this little girl in Spanish Harlem, Lupe. I hit on Lupe and I hit on Lupe. Lupe never had time for me until she saw me on the bandstand. Yeah, you can call her Groupie Lupe if you want to. Anyway, as long as things were mellow, look out, Horn, look out. As long as she was mellow, I mean, as long as I was mellow and money was mellow, she was mellow. In other words, I had to have money to be mellow. You know, fame at least. Now that's why I wrote this song. Now here it comes, baby. Is it me, so your baby? Or is it my bright light? Or so not so silly? Is it love that's I'm on, baby? Or is it my starlight? Bless me, Father. Is it me, baby? Or is it my starlight? Is it love? Or is it my bright light? When I was down, girl, you didn't have time. When things looked up, you were suddenly mine. Well, love had me blind, so I let you in. So I'm asking you now, girl, what I should have asked then. Is it me, baby? Or is it my bright lights? Is it love? Or is it my starlight? When we were down, you made life hard to bear. I looked around, girl, and you were there. Love had grown cold, was your sworn fact. But now that life's good, girl, you come running back. No, it's not me. It's gotta be my bright lights. It ain't love. Gotta be my starlight. Get back, 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 back. It's gotta be my starlight. Not me. No, no.
someone, babe. So long, so long without you. You gotta come home to me. Or you gotta come home soon.
All night long,
you're the sweet back, chillin', sweet back,
all night.
You just heard a very odd Black Sabbath song called Who Are You? Had the very quotable lyric, "You think all the people who worship you are blind." That came off of the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album from 1973, and according to Ozzy, he wrote this song while loaded, fiddling with a recently purchased synthesizer that he didn't really know how to play. That's Ozzy, and we are saluting Mr. Osborne, who passed away just recently. For Sabbath was March Wind doing Do the Sweetback. That came off of Written in Their Soul, a compilation of the Stax songwriter demos that came out in 2023. A 7-inch of Do the Sweetback by March Wind was released on Stax in 1972. Before that was Suicide doing a tune, Sweetheart, from their second album. Their second album, known as Suicide, Alan Vega and Martin Rev on the Z label from 1980. And that was produced by Rick Ocasek of The Cars. And then before that we had Is It Me? Part 1 by Hewitt, a 7-inch that came out on Wii Records in 1969. Hewitt being a pianist, the pianist, vocalist, Lonnie Hewitt, who played in both the Cal Jader Quintet and Quartet in the 50s and 60s. And we started the set off with The Myth of the Front by Tracy and the Plastics. Steve, where are we going to go now?
Let's play one more by Black Sabbath while we're thinking about Ozzy. This is one of my favorites, Planet Caravan.
Thank you. up with so many fools, playing to rules, trying to impress, but feeling rather empty. I had another dream. Should have been far away. Way. Way. The memory was me before. I opened the door to an empty room. Then I forget. Like to go out to a show. So what can I do? I can't think what to say. She sees through anyway. Out of the front door I go. Slow, arriving late, there she waits, looking very angry, as cross as she can be. Getting up with us about remembering what's been before. I open the door to an empty room, then I
bad. rode out to meet Maisie in the evening light. Maisie.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. The station's recently come upon hard times. Some of our funding has been cut with some of the new government changes that are going on. It's really easy to donate to WYXR, help keep us on the air. Go to the webpage, wyxr.org. There's a donate button there in the right-hand corner. If you're able, I know the station and the world would appreciate it. Maisie, that was Sid Barrett from Barrett. Came out in 1970. That was produced by Birthday Boy, Pink Floyd member Richard Wright, and David Gilmour. Paintbox, that was Pink Floyd. That's a 7-inch that came out in 67. That's the B-side of their third single. And that one was written and sung by Richard Wright. Planet Caravan, that was Black Sabbath from the amazing Paranoid record that came out on Vertigo in 1970.
And Steve, I think we're getting to the end of our show. We're going to be needing to make room for Shanksky Shuffle coming right up. Until then, we're going to go out with a Sabbath cover, one of my favorite covers, I think, of all time. This is Charles Bradley. Came out on Daptone in 2016, though it sounds like it could have come out in the 60s. This is Changes.
In love together.